Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Del Unser. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting second. The second baseman, Daryl Thomas. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gary Thomason. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Halicki. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ed Halicki. And now, play ball. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear takes first base on ball four. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into left field. Evans picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Evans. Spear moves to third. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Madlock moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Madlock moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a pop-up towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Herndon. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodgers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halicki hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line, foul. Thomason chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Thomason. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomason. Unser reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Herndon. Carter reaches second base with a double. Unser scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson strikes out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Expos. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Foley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomason hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spear. The throw from Hill and he is out, Foley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Andrews pinch hits for Ed Halicki. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Andrews moves to second. Two outs. Darrell Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Carter for a passed ball. Andrews moves to third. Darrell Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Charlie Williams now pitching. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Unser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Herndon. Carter reaches second base with a double. Unser moves to third. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Unser scores. Carter moves to third. It's 4-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Dawson moves to second. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards second. Foley fields it and tags Dawson, for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field. Herndon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Herndon. Carter scores. Parrish scores. Rogers goes all the way around to score. Cash moves to third. It's 7-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heaverlow fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomason hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Unser for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Foley reaches second base with a double. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foley moves to third. Terry Whitfield pinch hits for Dave Heaverlow. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foley scores. Hill moves to second. It's 7-1, Expos. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hill moves to third. Two outs. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Cornut now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dawson strikes out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Madlock moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Madlock moves to third. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cash strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-4 in the game. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Foley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson who is chasing the ball. Foley reaches third base with a triple. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Clark pinch hits for Terry Cornut. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 4 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.